third element of valuation are these two targets. And these two targets are the things you value most, your values. Your values. And there are two types of values. One target is the emotional state. So, by the way, what is a value? We should probably jot that down. Value is an emotional state that you believe is most important for you to either achieve or avoid. So some emotional states you want more of, you want to achieve them. Those emotional states are called moving towards values. Things like love is something you want more of, so you move towards it. It motivates you because you want it. You also have a list of what we call moving away from values. Those are the emotional states you want to avoid because you link too much what to them? What would you guess? Too much what? Pain. Those might be rejection, right? Or sadness or depression as an example. So you have values of things you're moving towards and values of things you're moving away from. And when you're trying to make decisions in life, when you're evaluating things, you go, okay, is it going to give me more of the towards or is it going to give me more of the away from? And that's how you decide whether you're going to do it or not, whether you're going to take action or not, whether you're going to avoid it or move towards it. Now, tell me some emotional states that you move towards, that you value a lot, you'd like to experience more of. Okay, I hear joy, love, respect, excitement, freedom, security, peace of mind, control. So I got joy, love, respect, let's add another one a lot of people say, success. So success, joy, love, respect, excitement, freedom, security, peace of mind, and control. Now, I'll add one more. How about adventure? Okay? Now, how many of you value all these emotions? Success, joy, adventure, love, respect, excitement, freedom, security, peace of mind, and control. How many value all these emotional states? Say I. But do you value them all equally? No. This is why you make decisions different than the person next to you. Some of you, let's say you got a person whose number one value in life is adventure. Are they going to make decisions the same way as someone whose number one value in life is security? No. Are they going to want to buy the same kind of car? Probably. Are they going to want to go on the same kind of vacation? Are they going to want to buy a home in the same neighborhood for the same reasons? No. What if they're married? Does this happen? Yes or no? Absolutely, because when you go to connect with someone, you usually go, now, before we do anything, explain to me your values. Is that what you do? No, because you assume that their values are the same as your own, and they aren't necessarily. Now, tell me some emotional states you'd like to avoid if you could. Give me some examples of emotional states you want to avoid at all costs. You're motivated to avoid. Frustration, rejection, boredom, depression, loneliness, overwhelm. Got frustration, rejection, boredom, depression, loneliness, overwhelm, feeling guilty. Now, how many of you would like to avoid all these emotional states? Say I. But do you value them all equally, yes or no? No. How many think there's some on that list you'd work harder to avoid than others? If you agree with that, say I. Then let's do a test. On the moving towards list, tell me which one of these you value the most. Success, joy, adventure, love, respect, excitement, freedom, security, peace of mind, or control. Raise your hand if you value most success. Raise your hand. Raise your hand if you value most joy. Raise your hand if you value most adventure. Raise your hand if you value most love. Big winner here. Respect. Excitement. Freedom. Security. Peace of mind and control. Now, let's look at the moving away from list. Which one of these would you work the hardest to avoid? Which do you value avoiding the most? Frustration, rejection, boredom, depression, loneliness, overwhelm, or guilt? How many do the most avoid feeling frustrated? Raise your hand. How many do the most avoid feeling rejected? Big one. How many do the most avoid feeling boredom? How many do the most avoid feeling depressed? How many do the most avoid feeling lonely? Those who do the most avoid feeling lonely, stand up for a moment. Stand up. Stand up. Look around the room at other people that want to avoid being lonely. Start a relationship with them. They'll never leave you. Okay, have a seat. How many do the most avoid overwhelm? How many do the most avoid feeling guilty? Now, The big winner in this room, interestingly enough, is people want to be loved, the largest number of people, and they don't want to be rejected. Now, do those two go together very well? No. It's like somebody says their number one value in life is success, and the thing they want to avoid at all costs is rejection. Is that going to create a smidge of a problem, yes or no?
Yes.
Why? Because in order to succeed, must you risk rejection, yes or no?
Yes.
At least on a cultural scale. And by the way, if you succeed on a large scale, does your chance of rejection increase or decrease? Why does it increase? Because now other people will see your success and feel less significant, even though you think they're significant, and they will attack you even if you succeed, not to mention if you fail. Plus, if you succeed, there's the pressure to keep succeeding. Otherwise, now it feels like success equals failure or rejection. So many of you have these conflicts. You say, I really want love, I want honesty, but I never want to be rejected. They don't go together. You're going to be dishonest and feel bad about it because you don't want to be rejected because that's higher on your list. What if I said to you, hey guys, let's go skydiving? Someone who has adventure is their number one value. Are they likely to want to go skydiving, yes or no?
Yes.
Somebody who has security is their number one value. Are they likely to want to go skydiving? No. What if I get somebody and their number one value that they move towards is security, but the thing they tried to avoid at all costs is rejection? And I say, let's go skydiving, and they believe, which means they feel certain, that if they don't go skydiving, I'm going to reject them. Even though they value security, are they likely, what are they likely to do? Tell me. They'll lie. They'll lie. Like, oh, I have a bad back. I can't go that weekend. First, they'll try to lie their way out of it. Then, if they know, I know they'd be lying, and they know they can't get out of it, and they fear the loss of my rejection, they will go jump out of a plane. They'll throw up, but they'll jump out of the plane because their need to avoid the pain is stronger than their desire for the security. How many follow this? Say I.